Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. This morning, we discuss the issues of literacy with two experts from Literacy Volunteers of Berkshire County. We'll talk about literacy in general and specifically about the needs of those they serve right here in our region. Last year, Literacy Volunteers of Berkshire County served 75 adult students with ongoing one-on-one tutoring designed to increase their English reading, writing, and speaking skills. Some of their students are native-born. Others have arrived more recently from other countries and are trying to improve their English. They're also planning a cool event this weekend when Literacy Volunteers will transform the Berkshire Athenaeum into a mini golf course on Saturday. The event runs through 10 to 4 and gets people of all ages playing through just stacks of books on all three levels of the Athenaeum. And also, I guess there's some of the holes you go on from the second floor to the first floor. That's cool. To tell us more about this, we welcome Karen Wallace, Executive Director of Literacy Volunteers of Berkshire County, and Sean Hartley Hancock, President of Literacy Volunteers of Berkshire County. Welcome to you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Karen. It's great to be here.
It is a delight to have you here. So, Karen, let us begin with you as to how things are going in with Literacy Volunteers in Berkshire County.
Well, things are very busy at Literacy Volunteers of Berkshire County. We have a steady stream of students coming in looking for tutoring. And Sean and I were just talking before we went on air about the fact that a lot of our students come to us for help for issues that are really kind of employment related. Some of them have been laid off. They want to get a new job, or they have jobs and they want to get a better job. They're really just looking to improve their skills so that they can use their education and that they can get the best jobs that are available to them.
So does that become short-term, long-term tutoring, or both?
I mean, both. It's really both. It really depends on the goal of the student. You know, some people have goals that are going to take them a little longer to reach than others. Also depends on the ability of the student. Some people are more gifted at picking up information than others more quickly, especially people who are learning English. Some of them learn English more quickly than others, or improve their English more quickly than others. So it really depends on the student.
Do we learn along the way of what, and I guess some of this is probably anecdotal, some of it is documented, as to what brings people to you in the first place, of where the holes are in our education system that brings people to you to have the necessity of literacy volunteers?
It depends on why they've come to us. People who are coming to us for reading and writing, it's a number of reasons. Sometimes people had learning disabilities that were never diagnosed as they were growing up. And so they've managed a certain way for a long period of time, but then they finally get to a point where it's just not working for them anymore and they know they need some extra support. Sometimes people had disrupted family lives that interfered with their education. And then for people who have come from other countries and are coming to us for help with English, you know, that may be that they've been managing, but again, could be in jobs that they want to get a better job. Could be that they now have kids in school and they're communicating with schools more, and they know that they need to be able to have better communication with schools, so they want to improve their, not only their speaking skills, but maybe their reading and writing skills as well. So there are a number of different things that motivate people. Usually there's an immediate event or an immediate need that presents itself, and that's why they then arrive at our door seeing if they can get tutoring with one of our volunteers.
And I guess that's the key, Sean, as I mentioned in the introduction, some 75 students last year. Your name is Literacy Volunteers, so you are really at the mercy of these volunteers who help with these students who so desperately want the assistance.
Our volunteers are marvelous. They really are selfless. They're completely committed and passionate. It always impresses me, really, just how wonderful they are. But as you can imagine, it's very labor intensive, and there's a training component that they're willing to go through. And then they develop very strong relationships because they're meeting for an hour a week, sometimes 2 hours a week with their student, and they really develop, you know, a a tremendous affinity, you know, with each other. It either works out, you know, right away because Karen's so good at making pairing students with tutors. And if it doesn't, then they get reassigned. But those relationships, I think, are very deep and very meaningful. And the student benefits from greater literacy, but they also benefit tremendously from just by making a new friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and confidence is really a big factor in all of this, because often all of these individuals have had some kind of experience that's really affected their confidence level. And by working with a tutor and having someone support them and believe in their ability and their future, essentially, then very often these students will develop confidence themselves, and that spills over into all kinds of good things in the rest of their lives, not only in their immediate literacy skills.
What is the initial assessment process like in when somebody comes in to figure out where they are,
right,
and what their needs are?
Right. When somebody comes in, I meet with them, each person who comes in, and we sit and talk for a while about why it is that at this moment they want to work with us and work with a volunteer. And then depending on why they've come to us, either for help with English or help with reading and writing, I have a certain kind of assessment tools that I will use to see what their skill level is now, so we know where we're starting. And that information is shared with the tutor so that the tutor and the student and myself are all starting in the same place, and we all know where they are now and what their goals are, and then we try to develop a plan to help them arrive at where they want to be.
Mm. Is there a set curriculum? As far as what you use for sources to teach, or is that up to the individual volunteer?
We feel actually this is one of the strong points of our program, because the instruction is individualized for each student, which is great because you take into account the student's needs and their abilities and their goals. And then we develop a program that's tailored to the needs of that particular student.
And how much of it is up to the volunteer, in the sense that this volunteer may teach differently than that volunteer or work on different skills?
Well, everybody who tutors with us goes through an 18-hour training, so everybody has that same basic body of knowledge. Depending on the professional background or the life skills of the tutor, of course, they're bringing their own personal experiences to that one-on-one relationship also. It's really, I spend a lot of time, as Sean said, matching tutors and students in the beginning, and hopefully matching up the particular skills of a tutor with the particular needs of a student to make a successful match. So there is going to be a little bit of a unique character to each of those matches.
Is need growing?
You know, it wavers. We seem to go in these, have a big uptick, and then there's a little bit of a downtick. Karen can really speak to that a little more. What do you think this year?
Well, I think the need has been pretty steady.
Yeah.
And more recently, we've had a number of students who come to us for English language instruction. And this can be for people who speak very little English up to people who have professional backgrounds in their native countries and have come here and want to practice their same profession here, but their lack of English skills or their minimal English skills are an impediment to doing that. So they're really focused on being able to acquire whatever skills they need so they can get back to being a physician or a teacher or an accountant, right, or whatever they were in their previous homeland.
And in both reading and writing.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So you need money. And
of course,
all
we're a nonprofit.
Good programs, all these nonprofits need money. And one of the things that you do is have this wonderful event that's happening this weekend at the Berkshire Athenaeum. And so how did this happen? This is, first of all, bringing golf indoors. God bless you. And that's very cool. And then include the book aspect to it as well. That's very fun.
Oh, it's so terrific. And we really have Ron Latham, the director of the Athenaeum, which is the Pittsfield Public Library, for people who don't know.
And where you're based primarily.
And
right?
where we're based. Yeah, Karen's offices are there. She does all her intake there. But Ron got this idea a couple of years ago. This is now our third year. And we work with a company called Library Mini Golf, and they take the layout of any library and create a unique and special course. And so they've used all three levels of the Athenaeum to create this course for us that has some really cool hazards and is really quite fun, not just for kids, but for adults. I mean, if you're willing to be silly and just kind of let fly, and who isn't ready after we must all have cabin fever after this hideous winter. I'm telling everybody that it's 70 degree weather at the Athenaeum and you can play a round of golf. I mean, how cool is that?
Yes.
So one of the hazards one of the holes starts, the tee starts on one floor and ends up on a lower floor. But the course begins in our auditorium, which is virtually the basement, and then we climb all the way to the upper floor and then come back down. So it's just really a wonderful course and it's great fun. We, you know, it's so important. We wouldn't be able to do this without the sponsorship of Berkshire Gas. They have been so generous and so supportive of us, as have all our sponsors who take an individual hole and decorate that hole with their company logo and that kind of thing. So I think our sponsors get some great visibility, and we're just grateful for their support.
And when I was looking at some of the pictures online of the first of all, I am so happy that I live in a country that has a place and a company called Library Mini Golf. Is the coolest thing. Somebody has made that their career, and I love and support that. So, but
and they're nice people.
Yeah, they seem like wonderful people. But what's so cool is that of how many kids get, because I guess it's very much a family activity.
Oh yeah.
And it's really a lot of kids going with their families, and ultimately getting to know the library, getting to know what you do, and learning different nooks and crannies. And
it's so important to introduce a library to
be
children.
Be careful with the fish tank.
And yes, exactly. None of that. Yeah, you know, come into the library and have a good time. It's not just you're not going to be shushed and scowled at, but it's very important for children to see a library as a wonderful resource and a great haven, really, and where they're always welcome and that where reading is fun.
And it's always funny to see when the event is going on how the people who are using the library in the regular way, they're doing research, they're sitting at the internet, whatever, they're coexisting very happily right alongside people who are putting and people who are working their way through the course. Everybody's happy. Everybody gets along. It's really fun to watch.
It's what libraries hilarious. Do best, right?
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's a great win for everybody, yeah.
It's at the Berkshire Athenaeum, and it will become a mini golf course this Saturday. The event runs from 10 to 4. Do you need to do anything or just show up?
Just show up. Adults are $5. Children under 12 or over 12?
Under 12 are $2.
Okay,
right.
All right. And so you can go and then play as much as you want, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
That's really fun.
You could play over and over if you want.
Excellent. we have enough putters.
That's right.
Well, congratulations on all the great work that you do, and I wish you all the best with this event. It sounds like an awful lot of fun.
It is.
And a great way to spend a cold winter's day.
That's so, right, at the end of school vacation week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Saturday.
Looking for things to do at
exactly.
this point. Then here
no,
you
I...
go. Perfect timing. It's the Literacy Volunteers of Berkshire County, and you can find out more information about them and their event by going to our website. We have it all up there. It's wamc.org, wamc.org. And Sean and Karen, thank you so much again for the great work you do and continued success.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Real pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.